From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and we begin this hour with a dispute on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, not long before it exploded and sank to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. The oil rig's chief mechanic told federal investigators today about what he called a skirmish between a representative of BP, the oil company that leased the rig, and a manager with Transocean, the company that owned and operated the rig. The mechanic said the disagreement was about how to shut the well down. NPR's Pam Fessler was at the hearing today in Kenner, Louisiana. Pam, tell us about this argument on the oil rig the day of the explosion.
Well, we heard the testimony from Douglas Brown, and he was the chief mechanic on the Deepwater Horizon and employed by Transocean, which operated the rig, as you said. He described a routine meeting that the managers of the rig have every day, and it was the morning of the accident, talking about, you know, what the day's plans, what they were going to be doing ahead. And he said he wasn't really actually paying too much attention to the details, but he said he did remember this.
I recall a skirmish taking place between the company man, the OIM, and the tool pusher and driller concerning the events of the day. The driller was outlining what was going to be taking place, whereupon the company man stood up and said, "No, we have some changes to that."
The company man that he was talking about is the BP representative. The others were Transocean employees. And it appears that the disagreement was about how to shut down the well. BP was essentially finished with this well and was ready to move on. And the process involved removing the mud from the drill pipe. That mud is used to keep pressure down on any gas that might come out of the pipe. The question was, how quickly do you remove that mud safely? And it appears, from what we've heard so far, that BP was interested in proceeding more quickly than some of the Transocean employees might have been doing. We're going to hear tomorrow from Jimmy Harrell, who is the rig manager for Transocean, who was basically managing the operation and who had this argument with the BP representative. We were supposed to hear from the BP representative at this hearing tomorrow, but we've just gotten late word that he has pulled out. The other thing that Doug Brown talked about was the fact that he'd actually heard word on board that BP was eager to get this well shut down quickly because they thought the project was taking too long. The company was actually paying and reported $1 million a day for the operation.
Now, this testimony, Pam, from Douglas Brown came before federal investigators from the Coast Guard, the Minerals Management Service. I gather he also described his experience hours later after this dispute when the oil rig exploded.
That's right. He gave some very, very compelling and dramatic description of the day's events and all the chaos that followed. He said he was in the engine room just going about his business when he heard an extremely loud air leak sound. And then the gas alarms in the engine room started to go off. He heard the engines starting to speed up. And then he said there was an explosion that threw him up against a control panel and that a hole opened up in the floor and that he fell into that. He explains what happened next.
I was wondering what was happening. I was confused. I was hurt. I was dazed, and I proceeded to try to get up, and a second explosion happened. And I ended up falling back down in a hole, and the ceiling caved in on top of me at this point.
He said eventually he crawled out and got into the lifeboats, but he said it was complete chaos, that people were scared, some were crying. He said that some people were even jumping overboard.
Did Douglas Brown say anything about other safety issues that might have led to problems the day of the explosion?
Yeah, he talked about a few things. He said there were several safety mechanisms that he thought would have worked but didn't appear to. For example, he said there were devices on the engines that were supposed to stop them from revving up, as he said that they were speeding up so much, but those apparently didn't work to prevent the explosion. He also said there were other devices intended to prevent seepage of gas into the engine room, but they also apparently did not work.
Okay, NPR's Pam Fessler in Kenner, Louisiana. Pam, thanks very much.
Thank you.